Hey folks, it's that time of year again when everyone's mind is on preparing massive amounts of food. I am of course talking about post-election season comfort binging. Oh, also Thanksgiving, I guess. So here's a podcast of Non-Pro's Hot Dog Crawl through Clifton, New Jersey and its environs. We have no idea if an actual play podcast of us eating and mumbling romantically about Texas wieners is anyone's jam, but if you like the idea of audio verite and mouth noises, please do listen. If not, maybe skip this episode and stay tuned for an upcoming show where we debate the morality of Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Bon appetit!
Alright, I'm going to just assume we're live because the big red button says we're live on the top. That would
good observation.
Good. Yeah, alright, so Frank, Big Papa Pete, Cappy in the back.
Hi-oh!
We're doing the Non-Pro Hot Dog Crawl. I'm very excited about this. This is where the deep trepidation in my voice. I think all the stops, or many of the stops we're going to go to today, are actually in Clifton.
Yeah, this is the Clifton Hot Dog Crawl,
mm-hmm.
because Clifton is like hot dog central for New Jersey.
That's weird to me. I did not expect that to be a thing. But our first stop, and we'll discuss why that is a thing, is that's not the sign for it. There, the hearth. Clifton's own The Hearth. So let's go in there, shall we? All right. I'm not going to stop the recording because I don't have time. There is literally so many bottles of Ecto Cooler for that car. We don't have permission to show this, but I'm gonna. Look at the classic cars you can see in The Hearth. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Dog culture. That's what I call it. I call it dog culture, I think. So what do you recommend, Big Papa Pete?
Maybe because we go for different dogs, different places. The Hearth is kind of basic for the hot dogs. I'm going to get a plain hot dog, and I'm going to get their bacon cheese dog.
Oh, nice. Bacon cheese dog for Papa Pete. Hey, Cappy, what are you getting?
I'm hungry.
You are very hungry. So walk us through what you ordered.
I got two dogs with cheese and bacon, and then I got the home fries, and I doused them in hot sauce.
Okay.
And I expect this to be delicious.
But yeah, it looks great, actually.
If I don't make it, tell my loved ones that All right.
And we have over on this side of the pond, I don't know why I said that.
Another hot dog with bacon.
All right.
Frank's cheeseburger.
Yep.
And my plain dog, which I have dressed with mustard and ketchup on half of the dog. You hot dog purists don't like ketchup on hot dogs. Screw you. I like ketchup.
I don't get that at all, why somebody wouldn't like ketchup on a hot dog. But I get, I do, I have heard that before. So I just want to point out that any hot dog crawl would not be complete without the right fixings.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate pickle bars and relish bars. There's also ketchup and mustard over there. So I have no idea what the quality is going to be, because I actually never have eaten at The Hearth before.
Aim for a treat, Frank.
That's my palm. All right. So you've taken your first bite, or three. What do you think?
It proves. I've done the bacon cheese dog before. It's the whiz.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cheese sauce, not smoked cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So is that like, is it crumbled pieces of bacon, or is it like a full strip of bacon?
Full strip.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, you got the relish on top of there?
Yeah, there's some relish on top of there.
So how do you generally have your hot dogs? Like all the way, or are you purists?
I like to put as much stuff on there as possible.
Usually I like to let the dog speak for itself.
Right.
Dogs don't talk.
You bastard. All right. I'm in the midst of my cheeseburger, as the way I like it. By the way, I could say right off, the patty looks great. Like, it's a nice charbroiled, actual meat patty. Not your, like, typical fast food. Blah. It's a little blurry, I think. There you go. That's great. Mmm, that is a really good burger. I'm curious about what their pizza tastes like, but not curious enough to avoid Burger and Dogs. Pete, do you have any details or trivia you'd like to share with us about the Hearth?
He's nodding yes.
Hearth is right on Route 46, for those of you who are familiar with the area, so real easy to get to. And this is weird that it's like it is a staple, but it's one of those places I have never been to.
See, I used to come here all the time, because this used to be right behind my old parish.
Oh, okay.
So, you get a lot of after-church functions. Mm. You show up here, hang out, eat good food. Mm. Place been around since 1968. So wow. This is an old standby.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say. The burgers.
The burgers are great.
That's what they're really famous for.
Yeah, I was about to say, or actually, according to Pete, it's mostly a burger joint that also has hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
How are your home fries?
Home fries drizzled with the hottest of hot sauce.
Actually, how hot is the hot sauce?
I enjoy it. It's tolerable. It's not overly hot. It's like a Tabasco sauce. It's a little watery. Mm-hmm. A little mass-produced to that. So.
The weird camera angles are me attempting not to record anybody but us.
Yeah. I got something to show you. Right. Take a look at the dog. Because you'll see, this is just your standard grilled dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to notice that because a lot of the places we're going to today are going to have deep-fried hot dogs, like
right.
Rutz Hunt, Libby's Lunch. And it gives a much crisper coating. The outside skin of the hot dog is a lot crispier. It's different styles of hot dog. I wouldn't say one's better than the other.
It is crispier than the Clixie's dog. If you've ever had Clixie's.
Clixie's, I'm unfamiliar.
Okay. It's crispier than like a dog you throw on your griddle yourself.
Mm. So a lot of the places we're going to go to have Texas wieners, specifically, which you'll be surprised to know, not really a Texas invention. Actually, many would say a New Jersey invention.
They are a New Jersey invention. Uh-huh. Matter of fact, the Texas wiener, the term Texas wiener, came from a hot dog stand in Patterson, somewhere around 1924.
But.
So nobody seems to be, the origins of the term and the original hot dog stand seem to be pretty murky. But we are going to be headed to next, the closest thing you can get to the original.
Oh, really?
Because Libby's Lunch, right by the Great Falls in Patterson, was started by an employee of the original stand.
Oh, that's awesome.
Where they created the Texas wiener.
I didn't know that, no.
So Libby's is the most authentic Texas wiener you can get.
There you go.
Sorry,
that's pretty
Texas.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we're actually going to hang around here at the Hearth. If you want to find us, you can. Come by. We're not... we're willing to eat food in front of you. I don't know what
there's
the hell I'm saying.
There's classic cars out here, too.
Classic cars outside. We'll stick here for a few minutes. When we are ready to wrap up, we're going to get going to Libby's.
Libby's Lunch in Patterson.
Libby's Lunch in Patterson is our next stop, but we're still at the Hearth. If you're interested, come find us. And again, follow Non-Pro on Facebook is probably the best way of seeing these videos. That would have been awesome if we went live on that. I don't know if we did or not, but I don't think so. Anyways, it's Frank and Big Papa Pete in the car. We do seem to have more viewers now that we're not on the Facebook page, which tells me you guys haven't liked our Facebook page hard enough. Or Facebook is trying to get us to promote posts for $5, and we can't afford $5. We are going on a hot dog crawl.
Yeah.
Again,
that's hot dog money.
That's hot dog money. Oh, that's a, make that a catchphrase, kids. Hot dog money. I'm Frank, and I'm, I guess you would know that since this is my profile, and this is Big Papa P.
This is up.
We're in his awesome car. We're going to our second stop. We just went through the hearth. We're still cutting our teeth on this thing, and we're now going on Libby's. Libby's in Patterson, correct?
Patterson, open since 1936.
That is a long time.
It was a long
time. Those are bad hours, man. Alright, this is not going to be another hour of that. Yeah, so we discussed this in the hearth, which you may or may not have seen, but the Texas wiener phenomenon is neither Texan or wiener. Well, it's, no, that is a wiener.
Well, there's a wiener.
Yeah, that so this doesn't work. But yeah, it's not a Texas thing. It's actually a New Jersey based thing. It was founded in New Jersey. What year did you say was the first?
They think they've traced it back to 1924, somewhere around 1924.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But records are spotty at best.
Right. So there is a big, I may have just talked into our mic, but there is a big controversy that Philadelphia, or no, that's a city. I'm talking about Pennsylvania. Somewhere in Pennsylvania was the first Texas wiener. That's a big to-do because there's apparently a Texas wiener shop that may have started in like 22.
Okay.
But
I don't know what that is. That's
yeah.
Wrong.
But exactly. They have found an even earlier version in New Jersey around 1920. Yeah. No, I think it was 1920. So like 24 is confirmed, 22 is hypothetical, 20 is archaeologists have uncovered it. I don't trust the things I say as much as the things Pete says, because he actually...
I trust the Library of Congress. Of Congress has documents saying that...
I saw that article and didn't read it.
Yeah.
So,
this is actually interesting.
Yeah.
The other really interesting thing about the Texas wiener is the whole debate may be completely moot.
Oh.
Because there's really nothing that defines what a Texas wiener is. And there is absolutely nothing to actually tie it to Texas.
Right. I can assume it's just something from, like, the period where big dog, something that's vaguely chili sauce. The sauce that you typically dip things in is like a Greek sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a meat-based Greek sauce that vaguely sounds like it could eventually become chili.
Mm-hmm.
Phil says that growing up in Patterson, he used to get Texas wieners every now and then from the Hot Grill. Hot Grill is going to be one of our stops.
Yes, it is. It's one of the big two in Clifton.
Mm-hmm. Hot Grill is actually one of the few that I've been to and I've eaten at, which is an odd thing to say from a lifelong Cliftonian.
Yeah.
I won't say that's right. Cliftonian. This is my first hearth we just did. I don't think I've been to the hearth before.
Yeah, the whole Clifton hot dog thing, it can be very divisive because depending on where in Clifton you are, you grew up, your loyalties lie at different hot dog places.
Right, yeah. Because you're a kid at the time and it's not like you're just going to hop in your car and go there.
Yeah.
If it's something you can walk to after school. So for us, or for my sister specifically, my older sister loved the Hot Grill.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're right there in Hot Grill territory.
Yeah, we're right there. We're a few blocks away.
I live clean on the other side of town, so I was more of the hearth was the closest for me. Which we've pretty much acknowledged. The hearth is never going to be known for its hot dogs.
Right. Yeah, it's a great burger place though.
They're great burgers, good hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've got standouts like Rutt's Hut and the Hot Grill, it's just never gonna measure up. They do what they do best, is the burgers.
Right.
For hot dogs, I was more of a Red Chimney guy, which was further from me over on Route 3.
Oh, yeah, Red Chimney was great.
Red Chimney was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they have since closed.
Yeah.
So the Red Chimney is no longer with us.
So with these little, like, I guess mom and pop shops, it's like a family experience. So for me, Red Chimney, which we're not going to be able to review today, was like the chili place. My father brought me there and said, this is the place you need to get chili at. And they had this amazing slow-cooked chili that was just to die for. It was great. They moved once, at least once.
Mm-hmm.
I think they closed, they reopened, and they moved. and even that location is shut
it's
down.
It's now gone, sadly. Yeah.
So it's up to you, Cliftonians, who remember the Red Chimney, to try to recreate those recipes from memory and post it to Pinterest. I don't know how it works. Doesn't matter.
You pin the post onto the interwebs.
Yeah. That was a really creepy post from James. I'm watching you people, is what he says. I assume that's a threat. So I've got a little bit of a dilemma. It seems as if Facebook Live works better on profiles than it does on pages. So I don't know if we want to keep posting these to the non-pro page. But in case peer pressure steps in, and we have to, please like facebook.com/nonpro. And maybe click on that little button next to like that says following.
Ooh,
I think that makes it super like.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Then you could find out all about of what we're doing.
Yeah, and we almost always forget to post anything. So it won't be intrusive at all. Like, you won't even know we exist. We don't even know we exist.
I'm not 100% sure I'm real.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm just talking into my phone.
Yeah.
And like, nothing else. It's possible.
Remember when people used to do that?
Talk into their phones? Like, so to talk to other people? Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's do more of this old man shtick. Remember when people used to talk with their voices and not their thumbs?
No, I don't recall that at all.
But yeah, yes, now people don't even talk with their thumbs.
No.
They type directly into everything. It's crazy.
They just speak and Siri types for them.
Oh, God. Soon they won't even be people. They'll just be AI bots.
And they don't know what a headphone is.
So again, the jacks are all missing. All right, we're done. Topical. Yeah, so again, though, Texas Wiener is a New Jersey tradition. To hell with you, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We are
going to the closest extant, relic of the original Texas Wiener.
Right. Patterson, New Jersey's own Libby's.
Libby's Lunch.
Now, I don't know if we're going to see this, but I believe Libby's Lunch has, because I'm into signage.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing. I think it has one of those old-fashioned painted signs where you know, it's hand-painted Libby's Lunch.
I believe you're right.
I also believe it's painted over several times, so you can kind of faintly
see.
It definitely is. Yeah. You can faintly see the former layout of the name of the place all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Anger? Who posted anger?
Someone is feeling anger?
I think so. There's emotions being spread on our video.
No, we don't allow emotions.
It's odd. All right, there's a lot of
non-productive
things happening.
Non-productive is about cold logic.
Yeah.
Cold, unfeeling logic. No emotions may be expressed.
Literally nothing he's saying. Tofu dogs would be interesting. I don't think there's a lot of Texas Wiener tofu dogs. Although, I'm I'm trying my best to do other things on the menu, so it's not just the hot dogs. We actually do have a crew with us. You would have seen it on the Facebook page. Cappy, Al, Nate. A couple of fans have come up as well. Morgan and Mike are here. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. I'm starving.
Yeah. No. I don't do tofu dogs, by the way. I prefer to have a meat-based tofu substitute. I call them fofu dogs.
So, just to clarify, I can't believe I'm doing this. You prefer to have tofu substitute.
Yes, a meat-based tofu substitute.
Made of meat, okay.
Yes.
Which you call faux...
Fofu.
Food dog.
Yeah.
God.
Faux.
Look, our...
F-A-U-X. Look,
yeah,
the
no,
Great
I,
Falls.
Yeah, hey, look, the Great Falls. Alright, so we're at McBride Avenue. Like I said, we just came from the hearth. We also just came from a car show, there's a good chance there's going to be an impromptu car show at any New Jersey, Texas Wiener place you go to.
This is a good possibility.
There's like a 50% chance of it happening, but certain locations, there's almost like a 90% chance it'll happen.
It's directly proportional to the amount of available parking.
Exactly. So Libby's Lunch. Whoa! Maybe no car show, but a wonderful view, which I'm about to show you by switching the cameras. When we go in, we try not to be super obnoxious, so we might have to get quiet, and you may see like the view from inside my pocket for a while. I don't know how we're gonna do this. There it is. All right, let's get out and look around. All right, so there's the Passaic River. Can't argue that. I'm gonna take a look at Libby's from the outside. Again, the oldest standing Texas wiener place of Majake you can find. No! Hey, how did you get here?
Ah, hello. I didn't recognize you.
Hello, Morgan.
So I assumed you weren't here yet.
We took the highway. We've been here for like 10 minutes. We've already ordered food.
Oh, well, okay. That happened.
Did you get a table for everybody?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well,
is
let's
everybody go. Here?
No.
Okay.
No yeah. one is here but us.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're also
we're here.
Here.
But we are not in there.
Oh, you're going to love this one. So we're driving down 46. We're getting off the exit. Who should be in front of us but a father feeding his daughter with a spoon while driving?
Yeah, this happens.
Zooming around the corner so the tires are screeching, and we see this spoon going back and forth to a jar.
I can't tell if that's super negligent or super, what's the opposite of negligent?
Attentive?
Yeah, I guess. Sure, attentive.
I can't tell if you're really spoiled or crippled one way or...
one way or the other. Hey, the rest of our crew's here. All right. So as these goons slowly show up, we're going to go inside and order. Oh, man, that looks great.
Hell yeah. Burger all the way.
Nice.
Dog. What's it got? It's got like mustard, chili. What else is on there?
Look at those onion rings.
Onion rings are banging too. Oh, and chopped onion.
All right. Take a look.
Onion rings are really good here.
So, what's that?
It's got mustard and ketchup and onions. And Italian with no peppers, I guess.
Okay. Italian with no peppers? Right there. And that's the giant onion ring. Oh, that looks so good.
I feel like we need some sort of frame of reference.
Yeah, okay. Someone's hand.
Aha!
Well, Al has a giant hand.
Al, you have a freakishly large hand.
Ladies. And what do you have?
I have a chili dog with brown mustard.
Thank
you. All right.
Excel.
Which is how it should be.
Oh my god.
He is a purist.
All right, let us know what watch you two think. What you guys think? There's three of you now who have.
So this one's like chili, onions, mustard, and tiny angelic voices.
This is called All the Way.
Hey,
an extra large dog. All the Way.
Oh wow. All right, our food has arrived at Libby's lunch. What do you got again? Barely any left.
Oh, it's okay. Alright, Texas wiener with the chili and brown mustard.
Giant onion rings.
Giant onion rings.
Texas wiener all the way, extra large.
Excellent. And that is the All American, was it?
No, Texas wiener, Italian with no peppers.
Alright, I'm just making stuff up. And Cappy, who had a full meal about 13 seconds ago.
What did you get?
Well, I got dog all the way.
Good for you.
And then I got the Italian stuff.
Oh, that's great. The Italian style. Alright, I'm walking over to my delicious... See, not everybody eats hot dogs. So I got a provolone hamburger with cheese fries. Anybody who thinks I'm a heathen can go right to hell.
Mint.
Now, Charlie, why you?
When I was a child in the village, we all loved the onion grinder. It would bring a tear to my eye, and then to my other eye. And he would rob us blind.
What the hell are you talking about, Morgan? So you've been to Libby's a lot, Morgan, have
yes.
you not?
Right across the street is the Great Falls.
Right.
Not only that, it's where you can pedestrianly walk across the bridge and get really close to the falls.
And contemplate
stuff. You cannot see the falls. That is the great mystery of the falls.
That's not entirely true. That's not true at all. Look at me.
No, no, look at this. See, that's how easy it is.
You're wondering why they're shaking. Catch up.
Dude, all I know is I can't see the falls.
Okay, do you see the billboard for Libby's right there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Okay. Across the street is a sort of dark building with a pointed roof. You see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the hydroelectric power plant built in 1914. Mm-hmm. It still supplies a third of the city's power, and it's powered by the gravity of the falls. There's a fall right next to it where you can't see from anywhere unless you're right on top of it.
Cool. Cool.
But how do I know any of that's true when everything else you said wasn't?
Rice pudding.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
It gets weirder.
Rice pudding.
Okay, rice pudding. So, also if you go that way, you'll see the statue of Alexander Hamilton, who founded the city when he tricked George Washington into building it.
Sounds legit.
Really, you can make a play about
true.
It.
That's
true. I think it's a very loaded one.
Well, he...
I would say convinced.
He convinced him very strongly that as we were building Washington, D.C.
We're having a hot dog talk, hot dog crawl, and an American history talk.
Our nation's munitions capital, because we had to get all of our munitions from the Revolutionary War from Spain.
Good point, though.
So we said we're going to build them all right
Pickle.
Here. Who did we have in Patterson, New Jersey?
Holt.
The guns that won the West. But we were never in the West. Oh, yes, we were. Because we used Rogers locomotives.
Also, maybe.
Aren't you guys glad
not fast
we're
fast enough? You can use Wright Aeronautical planes.
Eating wieners.
Powered by Curtis Motors.
And getting a history lesson. All right. So how are these dogs so far?
They're actually less crispy on the outside than the other ones we have.
Less crispy than the heart? That's surprising.
I was going to say, they taste fine. They're decent.
Oh, yeah, they're absolutely fantastic.
They're made correctly. But I'm waiting for something to jump out at me. Right now I'm enjoying these onion rings far more than I'm enjoying the hot dog. Onion rings are fantastic.
They look amazing.
The onions are a little overwhelming, though.
Well, Nate, you're like me. You hate onions, right?
No, I love onions.
Then wait a minute. Al is like me. I knew one of you was like me.
Alphonse hates onions.
How are you eating those?
I hate
raw onions.
All right, I'm okay with that.
He
I agree.
He hates cooked onions, so he needs them to be burnt.
Hi,
or
Pete.
Fried.
Or hi, Cat.
He's a
pink
man.
Yeah. I want my onions.
So my burger was destroyed by a kaiju. Now I've just got cheese fries left, which I will continue to eat.
We need to scramble the Jaeger.
Thank you. Topical. So what's your favorite thing on the menu at Libby's? Either of you, any of you who've been here before.
The beer.
It's one of those... If you're in an area, you have to get a hot dog all the way.
Mm-hmm.
You see the falls, you get a hot dog. But it's like going to the Metropolitan Museum and getting a pretzel.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Something you do.
True.
Better than most I've had.
I'm reaching critical mass.
I think a word should be said about the sauce. Because the sauce, you look at that, and your immediate thought is, oh, that's chili.
No. That's that meat sauce we were talking about for the Texas Leaners.
Yeah. And I guess, is that what makes the Texas sauce?
There's a sweetness to it.
Yeah.
Can I come and get some cheese fries? I murdered it with ketchup, though.
When I brought my professor from Germany here, he loved the meats.
That's interesting. So you've got a German wiener done in the... New Jersey / Greek style, dipped in Greek sauce, I should say, popularized by Polish restaurateurs, and then making its way with an inexplicable Texas name. Nobody knows why. I love how these recordings get quieter and quieter as we get more and more into our food.
Yeah.
Now is digestion time. How did an old saying go? Remember a date with her family?
The MSC.
Short?
Yeah.
Huh.
A calm, unemotional atmosphere is good for digestion and important to maintain at family dinner.
Unemotional atmosphere.
I can't stress unemotional enough. In fact, I literally can't stress unemotional.
I get it.
Do you really?
I did get it.
That's a meaty sauce.
Yeah.
How was that?
Good. Very good. Very pleased with everything it represents.
Maybe I'll enjoy the ones that are outside. I like that there's a place that has birch beer, because with Lord, there's not enough place that have birch beer.
True.
That was a very good hot dog.
All right, folks. I think we're going to wrap up here. Finish up our meal. Go to the next location. Next location is going to be New Corral or perhaps Rut's Hut.
Not Rut's Hut.
What
was the other one? The Hot Corral?
Oh, Hot Corral.
Well, we're going to hit New Corral.
New Corral. We're going to do New Corral. And yeah, stay tuned here on my profile, facebook.com/nonpro. We don't know where we're broadcasting, so follow us in both places. And we will see you soon. Peace. All right, we're finishing up on
Welcome
stop
to
two.
City, USA.
Stop two, I think. Wow. Yeah, Libby's lunch.
No.
And we are going to check out Patterson Falls. Hey, always read the plaque, right? That's what they say. Read it quickly. Oh, is there a Pokestop? I'm surprised it took this long for anybody to whip out Pokemon Go during this hot dog crawl.
Well, I saw the World War One memorial, so I knew we were definitely at Pokestop.
When I see World War One memorials, I think Pokemon. Yeah, so gang is going to go check out the falls. Oh, cool. The billboard. Like I said, that hand-painted sign. Real cool. Did we lose Morgan and Mike?
They're dead.
All right, they're dead now. This is a little bit like a Blair Witch Project of a video.
Hey, they're doing a new movie!
It's already gone!
Oh yeah, that's right.
This really does look like we're going to sacrifice somebody.
Oh my god.
Right? Last known footage of a hot dog crawl.
Oh,
weenie. Alright, if this keeps up being as dark as it is, we might have to stop broadcasting.
These boards are a little shaky on the bridge.
This is the hydroelectric dam. Can you hear the power? Alright. Wow, that is really nice. You may be wondering, what does this have to do with hot dogs? Well, in case you missed some of our earlier videos, the birthplace of the Texas Wiener was, in fact, Paterson, New Jersey.
Yes.
Also home of the Paterson Falls, which I am showing to you in barely vision. And yes, we are walking off the hot dogs. Oh, man. So, I'm going to admit something right now. Burgers at Libby, kind of a mistake. It wasn't that great. It was pretty standard. I would almost even call it fast food level burgers.
But they're not known for their burgers.
Though. They're known for their wieners.
Yeah.
I would also say, though, that the breakfast food looks amazing and the steak sandwich looks great. I really wanted to get a steak sandwich, but we have a couple of stops. And I don't want to, like, I figured that was way too heavy. Hearth, amazing burgers. I wasn't overwhelmed with their hot dogs. But Libby's good hot dogs.
I'm excited for another place.
Yeah, let's go to another place. Let's hit up the next place.
I know.
Always read the plaque unless you can't read the plaque.
Okay, don't scatter too much.
Alright, next stop is
the New Corral.
New Corral.
This is an intervention.
We are now at our next location. We are in the New Corral in Clifton, New Jersey. I don't know how much of you heard. I didn't actually hear what Cappy just said. Hi, Cappy.
Hi.
Stop looking smolderingly into the camera.
He's giving him the Metromice.
Big Papa Pete, also smoldering.
and the rest of the crew. I don't know who I'm pointing at right now. So, hey, everybody.
The smoldering intensifies.
I'm sure everyone's smoldering to some extent. Thank you for posing yourself on the camera, because I can't... I could press a button and see, but I won't. All right, so this is New Corral's menu. It's great. There's a lot of forearm in the menu. Thank you, Cappy. Look
delicious
at this
as it is.
Look at that burger.
Thank you for providing that meme, Cap.
I can't. Too blurry. So there are, of course, hot Texas wieners here as well.
Not a lot of information on those hot Texas wieners in here.
Yeah, it's pretty bare bone.
Sandwich.
Well, true.
They expect you to have already gone to Libby's before coming here.
They expected you to have done the first lap of the hot dog crawl.
Yeah.
But speaking of crawl, I'm feeling it. I'm 100% feeling this. I'm not sure about
hungry.
It. So, just an idea. What are we gonna get in the on this menu?
I'm gonna go with a standard hot dog.
I'm gonna go with a weenie. Solid weenie.
I'm gonna ask if they're chili and beans.
A weenie crawl.
All right.
Weenie.
Chili and beans. And
hot dog.
Hot dog. All right. I don't know what I'm going to eat yet. Once again, we are at the New Corral in Clifton, New Jersey. This is our third stop on the hot dog crawl. I'm not feeling good. So here's what I think did me in. I think it was the cheese fries, really. It was just way too much cheese and way too much fries. Yeah, it was a dumb move.
That was a bad idea,
such a dumb move. Although, I got a grilled cheese here with tomato just to piss off the people who've been arguing, why am I not eating a wiener? New Corral. I've actually never been in here.
I like the aesthetic.
I do like. I really liked it. Oh, look at that hamburger.
They gave me like four slices of tomato.
It's beautiful.
That is a burger, a single, double?
Yep, single.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
Yeah, same
And here. You just ordered everything on the menu.
This was just a single burger. You know, but added bacon, lettuce, and tomato to it.
That looks good. That looks good. The rest of the non-pro crew ordered mostly wieners here. Got a lot of hot dogs.
I'm going to get pudding, though.
Is this the hot dog?
Really want it now. Yeah, it is the hot dog crawl. Do you have any factoids for the new Corral? Do we know definitively if there's an old Corral? Is there an about section on their menu?
No, there wasn't. I checked.
Well, let me tell you something about the New Corral. New Corral has a very interesting history, I'm pretty sure. Everything about it is on the fact sheet, which I left in the car. So, I don't know. It's more of a diner than most of the places we've been going to.
Yeah, it is a very classic diner. Again, awkward angles because I don't want to record people who don't want to be recorded.
Yes.
Which I can't help but do a little bit. But I dig it.
Yeah. It's a very good place. Famous for their Texas wieners.
Mm-hmm. Of the places you've sat in so far, crew, which have you liked the most?
Oh, this one.
I like the seating here. It's nice and soft.
Yeah.
Good seating place.
I am comfortable.
I do like this place. I like Libby's for the whole, like, this place has been here for since the
20s. I didn't like the overall, like, the TV was playing.
Yeah, there was a lot of the Fish Tank Masters playing.
Yeah. And it's just like, odd. I mean, I'd like to be able to hear my own thoughts, but, oh, I guess we got to
talk.
Yeah, we keep... Oh, yeah?
What was in San Francisco that was from 1930 instead of 36, like Libby's? And the other was Dwyer's on Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee, and that's been there since 1912.
Nice.
That's a long time.
Those are crazy hours. That's the same joke I used in the car earlier.
Keep using those jokes.
I don't know if any of this is getting recorded, so I'm going to keep using the one joke I got.
It's worth it.
So
you're funnier than Ann Coulter.
Ooh, my grilled cheese.
Enjoy, everyone.
So let's review
that
again.
Let's take a look at the New Corral all the way.
That is thick. That is piled high.
Take a good look.
Oh.
There's your hot dog.
Yeah.
That's a big dog.
And it's got the whole fried and ripped.
Yep.
Right?
This is the first real ripper we've seen.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Just since somebody asked for it, this is my grilled cheese, coleslaw, and tomato. It looks great. Something a little lighter for me and my delicate sensibilities. Can we see some of that ripper? So it's actually fried and split, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't want that much ketchup.
Before you cover it up with ketchup.
No.
Look at that.
Oh.
See how it's
nice
off.
And split at the end.
Yeah.
It's very.
Mm-hmm.
So
it looks crispy.
There.
Very nice.
Yes.
When you tilt it sideways,
you knock on the number.
This really should have a cup of tomato soup with it, I know. The new Corral, our first official ripper in this. And the
cheese.
Good.
Right. Oh, wow. That's good.
That's a grilled cheese character.
Hats.
Hmm.
We did an entire skit, actually, about that.
There's a video.
There's a video.
The video. It's easier.
Yeah, you can go look at the video.
Cappy? How's your dog? Oh, you haven't bitten it yet. Our viewers want to see you take a bite. Take. Yep.
So weird.
Have you
watched?
Very warm.
Nom 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 nom. It's really, really good. It's like really good.
Mm.
I'm feeling the same kind of problem with the mustard that I did over at Libby's, though.
Can you describe that? I didn't hear it before. What's the problem?
Well, the mustard just kind of starts to overpower the rest of it.
I was having a mustard problem.
No, everyone was.
Maybe confirmed.
Oh. Yeah, everyone had it.
I just thought it was
actually, I think the mustard works really well with the sauce on this one. I understand you guys don't got the sauce. But the sauce kind of picks up underneath the or the mustard picks up underneath the sauce.
And you were saying last, the one had a very sweet sauce. This one definitely. Mm-hmm. Not having sweet
it
sauce.
With the onions is dramatically changing the flavor.
Very much so.
How's the chili compared to the last place?
Personally, I'm a Libby's chili guy. But this is very good too. This one. Libby's the sauce is the star.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Here,
yeah,
the sauce is an ensemble player.
Yeah.
It works with the mustard and the onions. And of course the wiener. Oh my god. This is good.
Nice. I'm going to go
and finally the crunch of a true ripper.
Yeah. I'll agree with that on that one. I think
it's really well done.
Yeah, I would
got that nice outer crunch.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That is the look of ennui. Of what did I do with that hearth meal when I started out? You did start off with like a full 3-course meal at the hearth.
Oh my god, why?
I was so hungry.
I will say this, like, it's... I somewhat agree about the sauce at Libby's, but it's just... This is such the better hot dog in almost every respect.
Oh, absolutely, it's a better hot dog.
Yeah, everything...
And something about the flavor of the acrolini is like really throwing me off, though. I'm not sure what it is.
You're gonna get murdered.
What is that?
When you eat things, you want it to taste like it's from the 1930s. And it's been sitting on the back grill since then.
What did you just say?
I said he's going to get murdered.
Is that so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't say I'm going to do it. I said, I know people that are watching this.
Oh, they're going to write angry letters.
That will defend Libby's to the death.
This blows it out of the water.
I know there is no one within earshot that would ever lift a finger to stop someone from defending Libby.
I'd like to see Rock's defense.
You can't compare Ruts and Libby's.
No.
It's like comparing Pizza Hut and like real pizza.
Yeah.
So it's like they're different foods.
This is so true.
It's like, what's better, a hot dog or a hamburger, you know? A Libby's dog and a Rex hot dog, two completely different foods.
No doubt.
Which way you got the camera?
Me now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I was going to give you a break.
It's like at that place in Brooklyn that does like
this melts in your mouth, grilled cheese.
I don't know.
Really good. Diced tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Which I normally wouldn't be a fan of, but works well in the sandwich.
Hey, do I want rice pudding?
No.
No? Okay.
You're a grown man. You can make any decision you want. And apparently you can also make any decision that someone else makes for you.
No, I trust Frank on this.
My advice, because I don't want him to fill up too much, my little bambino. Is what I call them.
I mean, that would be my opinion, considering on the way here you were like, oh, I can't eat 6 hot dogs. Like,
well, I mean, I only ate 2 hot dogs and onion rings thus far. That's a meal.
Yeah,
I mean,
are we going home now?
Is that a meal?
We have a.
Is that what a meal is?
He's getting old French philosopher. I don't know if he should have any more wieners.
No.
Oh my god.
Probably not.
excessive amount of Franks make me more like a Frank?
The King Softy ice cream.
French, truck. Frank. Oh, really? Did that just pass us?
Mr. Softy, King Softy.
I think you're right about the...
We missed the King Softy ice cream stuff. Holy crap.
I don't know, man. That thing was epic.
What year are we in?
The shakes are actually pretty good here.
I had a professor in college who hated ice cream trucks.
Why?
They would interrupt his class. He was a Polish one.
They wouldn't go into the classroom. They'd just drive by.
They would drive by the building, and a few people would always run out and get ice cream. So he would get really annoyed. Sometimes if he heard the song, he would run and block the door with his body.
There's no point in going to the hot grill then.
Other times he would just openly curse the ice cream truck, screaming at the top of his lungs so he couldn't hear the little tinkly music.
I appreciate that you went to college in a Lovecraftian nightmare universe.
Miskatonic at Rutgers was a fine college.
All right, I think we're just about done here. Somebody got a milkshake, right, Mike?
We did.
How was?
Is that why all the boys are in
one
here?
One chocolate, one vanilla, and they're both pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I don't know. Want to come back to a $5 milkshake on Pulp Fiction, but pretty damn close.
Nice. All right, we're gonna.
$2.95
milkshake. $2.95 milkshake. We're gonna wrap up on New Corral. I think rave reviews. First, in my opinion, actual Texas wiener, actual ripper that we got. Definitely. And there's, I think, two more stops.
Mm-hmm. Two more.
It's going to be a hot grill and then Rutz Hut, so stay tuned.
I'm looking forward to Rutz Hut.
Just let out your pants a little bit because you're gaining sympathy pounds. I can feel it.
What play? What? Whatever happened to not being hungry?
My God. We're on the
fourth
stop of our hot dog... crawl.
We're sharing a hot dog now.
Yeah, that's happening.
Yeah.
We are now at the Hot Grill, Clifton's Hot Grill.
Mm-hmm.
It's a landmark place, really, and it's
world famous.
Yeah, it's got some great grub. We're down a good number of people. We have lost about, I guess, around almost 50% of our crew from our highest number, right?
Yeah.
Sad, but we're still eating. We're still muscling our way through. Remember, one more stop after this.
Yep.
Let's see what we ordered. This is a hot grill, by the way. I love the old look of the place. The kind of like the rustic, like highway stop, you know what I mean?
Right.
None of this sounds appetizing, but trust me, it is. There's Cappy ordering his food right now, like a trooper.
Yep.
Hey. What do we got?
We love you.
Ooh. Wow, you're oh, it's cut in half.
Yeah.
What did you guys get? What did you two get?
Just a plain old hot dog.
Is it a ripper?
Yeah, it's definitely kind of a fried hot dog. So.
All right.
Yeah, really. We tried Texas to order wiener. A Texas yeah. one, but then we're like, we just want a plain one.
What do you think?
I don't know what to say. It's all right. I kind of like Libby's more.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
I like this more than the last one. But I like Libby's more.
So you're thinking Libby's Hot Grill and then New Corral for you anyways. That's interesting.
But I actually like the other one's New Corral's aesthetic more than anyone else's.
Oh yeah, yeah. It looks good. Pete, what did you order?
Texas wiener all the way. But I went with the fries with sauce.
All right.
And that's the chili sauce from the Texas wiener.
The sauce looks amazing. Now, another thing that the Hot Grill is famous for is their roast beef sandwiches, which I ordered right here. That's the delicious pink roast beef. I have not tried it yet, but I cannot wait to. So, actually, let's dig in and enjoy ourselves, right? That's what this is all about. I'll go with my roast beef first on a hard roll with gravy. Don't forget the gravy. Cappy. I'll make room. Ooh, wow, that is ripped. Look at that.
What'd you get?
I have a hot dog.
But look, it's exploded with its delicious. She does. We all do, in fact.
I can readily find a fork.
Oh. Yeah, they have them behind.
Didn't forkily find a ridge.
A little bit. Good roast beef.
The roast beef au jus?
I wouldn't call that au jus. I would call that gravy.
I just like saying au jus.
Yeah. It's good.
What
it's,
is au jus? Is that just...
Juice.
Juice?
Juice, really.
It literally means with juice. Go for it.
I'm going to be honest. Roast beef would taste good on top
of a roast.
That pop of hot fried wiener.
Wow, this is really good.
Oh? How is it? What are you eating? The fries with the gravy?
Yeah, with the sauce on it. The sauce is really, really good.
Well, first, there's the texture. It's got a very crisp break to it. But you can hear and feel the skin rip. Which you guys were either calling a ripper.
Right.
I almost wish I could just bring this sauce over to the New Corral. Just put that on their hot dog.
Well, good news.
I thought that was the part you liked.
You can get the sauce to go. And the sauce here is thicker.
No. At one point, we're going to probably have to rank all these places.
Yeah.
But I don't believe in rankings.
That might be when I emerge from my coma.
Necessarily.
We just talk about
our just enjoy. Yeah. Live life, I say.
Mm-hmm. My dog-induced coma.
Are you pickle people or not pickle people?
I'm a sweet pickle person.
I am occasionally a pickle good. Person, but I am not a consistent pickle person.
How many people pickle people would Peter Piper pick?
You go straight to hell.
I am every 6 months I eat an entire jar of pickles in one sitting and throw up person. And the rest of the year I don't want to eat any pickles.
I don't like pickles. Throw up. I do like bread and butter pickles.
I'm not sure that's
most people tell me those aren't
even
pickles and I should
stop
eating.
Really? Go back to devouring
well, those people are heathens. Heretics even.
Wrong. Wrong-hearted people.
Anybody want to try the roast beef before I dig into the other half? Yeah, I do.
Get yourself a rip on it.
The person furthest from the beef would like to pick it.
I'm going
to
pick this out.
So, you can
alright, so should I just take a bite out of it? Or do we
anyone want to why don't you cut it with your hands?
Yeah, I'll just rip a piece.
Just rip a piece like a man. Like a man would rip into meat. Which is actually almost identical to the way a woman would. And in fact, gender has nothing to do with it.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah, let's hear for gender
also,
equality.
It differs from
really
person
like
to person.
It's not as comfortable, but there is a very very clear aesthetic that this place has.
The aesthetic is not bad. I'm pretty solid aesthetic.
You know, it's your
it's
classic old style.
Yeah.
What do you think, Al, of the roast beef?
I don't
it's not like any roast beef I've ever had. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's certainly not like any roast beef I've ever had.
Well, how often do you smother your roast beef in gravy?
Most of the time.
I don't. I generally don't
you
have roast
like
beef.
Gravy.
Don't forget the gravy. I'm going to keep doing that. But I'm sorry about that.
This is a lot of... This gravy has a lot of spice to it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of spice.
Because this is the gravy that you get when you put gravy on the fries.
Yeah. I think I would like it much more on fries than I would on roast beef. I'll be honest about that.
I think... Well, Natasha, maybe you should be watching throughout the entire thing because they just downed 2-3 hot dogs. Here, I need... One of our viewers wants to see a hot dog being eaten. Like I said,
that would have to be
happy. For some reason, you keep getting the most filthy of requests. We can live without that, I think. And it's like a fried hot dog bursting at the seams.
Yeah.
Bursting everywhere, actually. Covered in blood of its fun hot dog fellows. But yeah, I actually, there is another one of these establishments in Paramus, New Jersey, called the Fireside Grill. Which
oh,
is really good. Yeah. And they have a Reuben dog. It's a hot dog with I think pastrami, not with, or roast beef. I can't remember which one. Because Reubens go either way. And sauerkraut. Definitely with the sauerkraut and the Thousand Island dressing. And it's really good.
Does that shirt come in Groot?
I'm sure it does. The many expressions of Groot.
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
All right. So we're wrapping up Hot Grill.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite places. This is basically how I remember it from high school. I'm not sure.
Wow, really?
I've heard things differently, but you know, geez, their own.
I definitely want to try a Hot Grill sandwich. That sounds pretty good, actually.
Next on our list of stops is going to be the Piste de Resistance. The legendary, the great Rutz Hut.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There's a lot of competition here. Now, not everybody thinks, especially if you're Clifton local, you have your preferences, you have your favorites. But the one that has the most international renown, I think, is Rutz. Yeah.
Shining jewel of the Passaic River.
That's right.
Basically,
you've got a choice. You can eat where Babe Ruth ate or where Richard Nixon ate. Richard Nixon ate here at the Hot Grill.
They do say Dick's got better wings.
And on that note,
you're just the worst kind of person.
You are the worst kind of person.
See you soon. All right, folks, last stop on Nonpro's Hot Dog Crawl of Clifton, New Jersey. We made it to the end last, but certainly not least, Rutz Hut.
Woo! Woo! I am so jonesing for this hot dog.
He has been excited for quite a while.
This is the granddaddy of the
This ball, really baby. Is the big kahuna dog.
Yep.
It's probably a thing. We should not call it the good kahuna dog. So Rutz Hut is where we're at.
No, every Wednesday is my
day. I'm very excited.
I'm really excited. I do this.
You can see that our numbers have dwindled.
Oh my god, there's a Flintstones pinball machine.
Oh, well, that's us for the evening. Oh, from the Flintstones movie.
Oh, I don't know. It was an arcade cabinet.
I couldn't. It was too far in the back.
Nice. All right. We're going to pump some quarters into this later on. Very nice.
Have any special info you want to like to share about Rutz Hut before we go?
Look it up on literally any food travel show.
Absolutely.
They've all said it better than I can.
And it was the place to go if you are in if you went to Clifton High School. This is the place to hang out. So we're at the last stop of the Nonpro Hot Dog Crawl, all through Clifton, New Jersey. We left the best for last, arguably. Rutz Hut, classic Rutz Hut. First of all, let me take you a look around the place. There's the Flintstone pinball machine. There's the Galaga, Ms. Pac-Man, Bunch-O-In-One, also Nate, also Al, also Gappy, also Big Papa Pete, also me. So you got yourself a Ripper.
Yep.
Right? And an In-N-Out? What
can No, just regular one.
Okay. Yeah.
All
right.
We all got regular Rippers.
Yep.
Did you?
Frank, there's your basic Ripper. Undressed. You see that's been tossed in the fryer until it splits.
Right.
Nice crunchy coating, nice crunchy skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the secret stuff.
The relish.
That's the relish.
A mustard-based relish. Wow. Sounds good.
That's why I'm really anxious to try this.
Another amazing one right here. All right, so the three of you, I can't get you all on camera. There you go, more or less. Why don't you go in for it at the same time?
Sorry.
Cheers.
Go for the beer.
Cappy knows how to do it. Dog in the mouth. Mazel tov. A long way to go from this German, Polish, Greek, New Jerseyan, not at all Texan delicacy. This is the best one?
The best one. And the relish is fantastic.
Can't go wrong with it, man. That relish is on point.
This is every single thing.
You're gonna make it.
To make it.
And you have wisely elected to work up an appetite.
You come over here right when I die. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I look great now.
No.
There is a.
I look awesome.
There's a direct correlation between Frank's proximity and your death.
Wow. I want that on a business card.
It's for your genes.
So how are the meanies?
They're fantastic. Crispy. Yeah. Everything about them is.
You want to try a little bit of one?
Everything about them is like the best parts of everything we've had thus far.
What'd you put on yours?
Just the relish. The mustard-based relish. It is absolutely amazing.
I've got like completely plain on it, one.
Okay. How many years?
No, never mind. Cut off a little bit.
Okay.
How dare you drop some roach?
I steal from the one that I paid for, sure.
Any advice to our listeners or viewers?
This is still definitely better for you than the custom.
Yeah, you can just do what we did today, but don't do what AJ did today. Eat a three-course meal before he just did all this.
Yeah, those definitely don't do that.
AJ's having a good time.
Do not do that. Stay away from the starch, the no fries. Yeah. Avoid that if you want to do what we did. Keep
hydrated.
I had
a hot dog. At each little place we went to, and that was where I cut it. I had, like, onion rings one time.
Absolutely. I think that's a good advice. And like somebody said, this was a lot better for us than the fast food version.
Yes.
Yeah, the fast food fight, which we haven't aired yet. So people are like, what are they talking about? But when we air that, you're going to regret it. That's really good. Thank you all for following us on this ridiculous hot dog crawl. We will do more of these if you like them. No, actually, we're all going to do them if you don't like them.
Yeah.
That's right.
Do what we want.
You're vengeful sons of bitches.
This actually... So there's going to be a lot more food content from us in the next few months. But then we're going to go... we're going to be doing Comic-Con in the next month. Also, Geektoberfest. A lot of horror content is coming up in October. And stay tuned for Samurai Jack Rewatch. Rewatch. Can never pronounce that correctly. That crazy guy who's walking around outside. Which I'm not going to show you, but trust us, it's disturbing.
Giving me the stink eye.
He is staring right at us.
Well, we are holding a phone in the most douchey way we could. what else do we have coming up? I think there's something other than the...
There's all that stuff that we have mentioned on the Non-Pro Fan Club.
Yeah.
That was a good cover, because I think one of them was going to be the hot dog crawl. That's the thing I was looking for on my bridge, which is currently happening
well,
and over.
Well, sink my cover, Frank.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. Not productive. God, we got to get better at this. That could be our tagline.
God,
yeah. So, from all of us here at Non-Productive, we love you. Eat healthy.
I need to play hot dog.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.